The Mishnah at the end of Maseches Sota talks about the breakdown of society that's going to take place in the years before Mashiach comes. People will be chutzpahdik, there'll be hyperinflation, the wise people won't be so ethical, let's put it that way. The truth will be concealed. Pretty bad stuff. Have a look there for more. But perhaps the most important thing to realize, as we do indeed approach Mashiach, Ma yesh lanu lishayin, what do we have to rely on? Avinu shebashamayim. Who do we have to rely on? Our Father in Heaven. The Mishnah talks about the physical challenges, the spiritual challenges that will take place as the world prepares for this transition. Yeah, people will go down in madrigas and levels of chachma, of yiras chet, of the good deeds. The only thing that will remain as we draw close to Mashiach is emunah. I hope in Hashem. That's what we have to hold on to. That is the thing that kept us going through all the difficult galios. And that is the thing that in the merit of which will be zeichet to the geula. This is what we mean. That even if we don't have a zchus to be redeemed, then all we have to do is hold on tight for Yeshua Hashem. And that's what we mean when we say in our davening every single day, Ki Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom. And in the zchus of that, will be zeichet to the geula. So when we say these words, Ki Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, we have to really visualize and vision ourselves as holding on tight in a chaotic world. Holding on tight in a world that's gone crazy, where anything that gave us stability is no longer present. We say Kivinu Kol Hayom, we don't say Kol Yom. Kol Yom means every day, Kol Hayom means all day. What does that mean? If Mashiach didn't come in the morning, we wait for him in the afternoon. When the afternoon ends, we wait for him in the evening. Every single day, we spend our mornings, evenings and afternoons waiting for Mashiach. Shari Tshuva brings ultimately, in the name of the Arizal, when we say, Ki Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, should we machab into that which the Gemara says? They ask us, it's a piece of the Yeshua. That you're part of that group of people that wants Mashiach to come. Even without that, that's what the words mean. So why do we need to think about it specifically? The answer is when we daven from the depths of our heart and we really, really want it, we express this desire and we hold on to it. To the point where we say, Ki Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, that we're really holding tight. That's something that ought to give us strength throughout the day. Amen. The world's going crazy, but I'm holding on to Yeshua Hashem.